Now, the Guardian's roving reporter Helen Pidd is also the presenter of the Guardian's bike podcast, and she's been trying out the new bikes too. What did you make of them, Helen?
I absolutely loved it. Yesterday, I was sitting in the office saying it's never going to work. You know, there are going to be all these problems. And then when I got to Shoreditch High Street this morning, hopped on a bike, I was immediately converted. I just felt like a celebrity because everybody's like, are you on one of Boris's bikes? You know, builders shouting, what's it like? Everybody kind of eyeing up the bike, you know. And I thought it was great. It was a really smooth ride. I mean, I was doing it at 6:45 in the morning, so there wasn't very much traffic. But they're sort of indestructible machines, and you just feel kind of invincible on them, which I guess could potentially be a problem at a later date. But yeah, I was slightly worried that I wouldn't be able to get from Shoreditch High Street to Waterloo within half an hour, because I didn't want to have to pay any extra money. In the end, I did it in about 20 minutes. So yeah, fantastic actually. We'll see how it pans out.
And do you see anyone else using them?
I've just had a chat with Colvere Ranger, who is Boris Johnson's kind of head of transport. He's had responsibility for this scheme. He seems very pleased. He claimed that he wasn't at all nervous because he was too tired last night when he went to bed. But he said he hadn't heard of any problems so far. I mean, I thought he was slightly disingenuous because he was claiming that everything was going as planned. But the truth is there are only 316 docking stations and there were supposed to be 400. And there are slightly under 5,000 bikes and there were supposed to be 6,000 bikes. But he maintained that's enough to get the kind of critical mass needed to get this sort of scheme off the ground.
Yeah, I went to one at London Zoo this morning. There were only four bikes there, and it was covered in that kind of hazard tape to say, you know, don't use it. So
right.
not all is going quite to plan, but it was all smooth for you.
Yeah, exactly. So I had a lovely ride.
And the business with the key and all that kind of sort of signing in, was that all fine?
Yeah, it was fine. I'm such a saddo. On the first day you could register for annual access, which costs £45. I was straight on there. Got my key within 2 working days. Just this little key fob, and yeah, no problems at all.
Are you going to be using it a lot?
Well, I don't know, because I'm always, every single day, basically, of my life, I'm on my usual bike. And in order to get to the docking station this morning, my beloved boyfriend had to drive 2 miles to drop me off.
That's
so, so it's not exactly a practical option for me. If I'm in town, you know, and on those occasions when I'd be getting on the tube, then I'd definitely, absolutely, I'd do anything to avoid getting the tube. So those are the occasions when I'll be on the bike. I'm not convinced I'll actually make it worth it, the £45, but I don't care. I just wanted to support the scheme. I think if it works, London will become a more civilised city. That's what I'm hoping.
Okay, Helen, you're fading out, but thanks a lot.
Okay, bye.
Bye.